Proclamation number 5703, dated the June 21st, 1953. Purpose for creation. Process of evolution. The world, with all its creations that are visible to you, only serves one purpose, the return of the spirit, which had once fallen away from God and which is bound in countless individual substances or tiny sparks of spiritual essence within these creations, in order to gradually evolve again by means of constant change of location, by means of constant transformation of its outer appearance, until it reaches a certain degree of maturity. This then enables this spirit to incarnate as the soul within the human being, from which the final return to God should now take place of its own volition. The spirit has indeed walked an infinitely long way before its incarnation as human being. It is a journey which began with the immense torture of confinement and stayed in confinement for an endless long time until the bond began to loosen and eventually eased more and more, but always being a state of bondage for the spiritual substance from which, however, the human being can release himself if he so wants. Hence your human soul has passed through all these creations which are visible to you, and you have now arrived at the last stage of your evolution on earth. You only have to accomplish your last task on this earth, and then you can, free of all earthly restrictions, once again live in the realm which you once had left of your own free will because of your rebellion against God. And your last task on earth is to totally submit yourselves of your own free will to the eternal God, because a long time ago you revolted against God, to serve with love because in the past you wanted to rule with cruelty, to become perfect again through love because you deprive yourselves of all divine qualities when you sin against God. You shall become full of light and strong again, as you were in the beginning. Because you came forth from God as perfect beings but who have no awareness of themselves because they are without love, because they had distanced themselves from God and therefore could no longer be enlightened by His love, since every resistance to God also renders His love ineffective, although God's love for His living creations won't end eternally. The process of development from below to above takes place with everything and through everything you see. Thus the meaning and purpose of creation, as well as the meaning and purpose of your life on earth, has been briefly explained to you. You may and must know of this so that you can consciously strive towards the last goal on earth, just as you must know of Him who is God and Creator to all of you. It is He who wants to be recognized and loved by you as Father to give you the measure of love that enables you to return to your original state once more, so that you end your life on earth as His children and returned home to Him to create and work with Him and in accordance with His will, as is your destiny since time immemorial. In order to give you human beings this knowledge, this awareness, He speaks to you Himself. He lets you hear His word and teaches you by means of His word. He informs you of His will, the compliance to which must inevitably result in that degree of maturity again which you had given away of your own free will. All He asks of you is to transform yourselves to love. If you comply with His will, then your upward development is also ensured. Then you accomplish your task on earth. Then the way from the deepest depth towards the height has successfully been travelled, with the result that you are united again with God, from whom you once separated and with whom you now stay united forever. Amen.